Hey guys and fellow true crime lovers, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Secrets in the Desert. I'm your host, Titi Jimenez. I know I have been missing in action for a minute when it comes to putting out new episodes of Secrets in the Desert, but over the past few months, my life has completely changed. I've been trying my hardest to get as many episodes as possible of Secrets in the Desert recorded, so I can record, edit, and get them released on time so I don't get behind like this again. But hey, life happens. The last year and a half has not only been hard for me and my family, but everyone in the world who is still going through the coronavirus pandemic. I'm not going to make this intro long and drawn out, but rather just wanted to let my loyal listeners know that everything is good, I'm good, and so is the podcast. Money has been tight because of COVID, but things are finally turning around, and it's actually way better than it was, so I can now put all my focus back into making new, better episodes of Secrets in the Desert and make it a hit again. Season 2's format is going to be a little bit different. I'm actually basing Season 2 on cases from around Texas since I'm officially a Texan now. But don't worry, these new cases are still near and dear to my heart as I put my all into every episode of Secrets in the Desert I make. Yes, in the beginning of the podcast, the episodes were a little rough around the edges, but I have grown and my research for every episode has evolved, so they're better than ever. And I can honestly say I'm turning into a pretty damn good podcaster. Well, I guess I should say that's only in my head, but whatever. As most of you know, I recently moved states because of a really good job opportunity for my family. And I can finally say that we are pretty much settled in now, so the show should be back on track from now on. The difference between Season 1 and Season 2 of Secrets in the Desert, however, is I will be covering one cold case each month based out of West Texas, where I live now. The initiative, the Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers, is created by the Texas Department of Public Safety, Sergeant Oscar Villarreal and Danny Danbar Barrera, with Sergeant Oscar Villarreal and the Texas Department of Public Safety featuring Ranger Jeff Strain. All crime scene and investigation photos are provided by the Texas Rangers. The Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers is produced by the Texas Department of Public Safety, Sergeant Oscar Villarreal, and Danny Danbar Barrera, in association with DRB Media Communications. Copyright 2021, Texas Department of Public Safety and DRB Media Communications. All rights are reserved. Music provided by and under license by Soundstripe and Media Communications DigitalNews.tv. Then I will be making the cold case that they are covering for the month into a podcast episode, as I also want to hopefully help get witnesses to come forward and to possibly generate new leads. After all, podcasts are helping law enforcement solve some of these older cold cases. My case in point, the Kristen Smart disappearance from about 24 or 25 years ago, has just been solved, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks ago because of the hard work of the law enforcement's relentless search, but also because the podcasters from the Your Own Backyard podcast, they actually featured an episode about the Kristen Smart disappearance, and after putting the episode out, it generated new Lola McDonald, who disappeared in April of 2009. What I will be doing is, after the Texas Rangers released their YouTube episode of the cold case for the month, I will be doing a podcast episode taking a deeper dive into the cases, victim or victims, and the crime or crimes that will be covered for that month. I'm super excited about this, so thanks to all my loyal supporters who have helped make this happen. I love all of you. Sergeant Oscar Villarreal said, quote, "The show was inspired by the success of the series like Unsolved Mysteries and other true crime shows in bringing attention to cold cases and unearthing new details and or evidence to try to solve these cases. This is the first episode of the Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers, Pamela McDonald." So now let's get into this month's bonus episode. The music is by Craig Allen Fravel, called Strangers. You can watch the Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers, Episode 1, Pamela McDonald, on YouTube at the Texas Department of Public Safety YouTube page, but also on the Facebook pages of Texas Department of Public Safety, West Texas Region, and the Texas Department of Public Safety. Also DRB Media Communications Digital News on Facebook and at DRB Media Communications Digital News on YouTube and at DannyVisionEntertainment.com or at DRB Leads and New Evidence. And Kristen Smart's killer and his father were finally arrested and have been charged with her murder 25 years later. So, I mean, I will still be doing my regular Secrets in the Desert episodes, but these cold cases will be a monthly bonus episode for all my loyal listeners. And as always, there's no charge to listen to any episodes of Secrets in the Desert or these new bonus episodes. I'm excited to start these new bonus episodes, and I know that they will be just as good as my regular episodes, so you don't want to miss anything. These bonus episodes I will be covering once a month are based on unsolved cases from in and around West Texas. The Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers premiered its first episode on YouTube on April 20th, 2021. And is based on the 2009 cold case of Pamela. Since finding out about the reopening of these cold cases, I was super excited. Not excited because innocent people were murdered or hurt or are missing or had something bad happen to them, but because there is finally something being done to try to help solve these cold cases. The Law Enforcement Initiative and their cold case series can be found on YouTube or on Facebook. But for those of my listeners who don't have access to any of those methods, you can now listen to them as a podcast episode, as another platform to get these victims' cases heard and in the public eye or ears in my case. All of these bonus episodes I will be putting out once a month are still unsolved cases, and everyone just wants to bring some kind of closure to these cases. If we could just help solve one of these cold cases, just one, that's one less cold case out there that their family's still missing their loved one and the cold case has not been solved. As a true crime writer, it kind of excites me that finally there is hope for maybe some of these cold cases to be explored and hopefully, you know, generating new leads and finally getting closed. And as a podcaster, I can help by going into these cases and digging deeper to find out who the victim or victims were as people before they became just another cold case. On April 20th, 2021, the Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers released their first episode about the cold case disappearance and eventual murder of 39-year-old Pamela McDonald. I will be playing the audio episode for you guys to hear it for yourself if you haven't heard it already.
I'm Oscar Villarreal. Join us on this episode of Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers. During this episode, we look into the Pamela McDonald cold case. Maybe you have the answers to solve the case.
Pamela McDonald went missing from a residence in South Millen County on April the 2nd, 2009. On April the 5th, 2009, Charles McDonald, her husband at the time, contacted Midland County Sheriff's Office. Midland County Sheriff's Office reached out to the Texas Rangers to assist the investigation. On April the 14th, 2009, Pamela McDonald's 2001 Lincoln Town Car was found at the rest area near milepost 70, right outside of Monahans. Investigation into the vehicle revealed that it had been abandoned at that location since April the 4th, 2009, shortly after she went missing. On January 20th of 2012, Upton County Sheriff's Office was called out to an oil field location just north of Rankin. Upon arrival, Upton County Sheriff's Office discovered human remains at the location. Through investigation and forensic anthropology, the remains were identified as Pamela McDonald.
If you have any information regarding the Pamela McDonald cold case, contact us at 1-800-346-3243 or submit a secure tip through Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS. For Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers, I'm Sergeant Oscar Villarreal. We'll see you next time.
If you have information on this cold case or any other cold case, go to www.dps.texas.gov/cold-case/home/view-cases or to the Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-252-TIPS.
In the first episode, we hear the heartbreaking case of 39-year-old Pamela. Pamela disappeared on April 2, 2009 and was reported missing 3 days later on April 5, 2009 by her husband, Charles McDonald. Soon after disappearing, Pamela's vehicle was found located in Ward County near Monahans, Texas on April 14, 2009, just abandoned. After finding Pamela's abandoned car, investigators started taking her disappearance more seriously because she wouldn't just up and leave her three children, whom she adored, behind and never have contact with them again. According to Pamela's husband, Charles, he claimed he last saw his wife leaving her residence in South Midland County 3 days earlier, so on April 2nd of 2009. After Pamela was reported missing, she was listed as an endangered missing Caucasian female, and as I stated earlier, she was only 39 years old when she disappeared and was a mother of three. Pamela was believed to have left the home she shared with her husband Charles and their three children at 1 a.m. Authorities said that Pamela had told her family she was going for one last drive before her car was to be repossessed the following day, April 3, 2009. The McDonald family had been experiencing financial difficulties in the months leading up to Pamela's disappearance, late Midland County Sheriff Gary Painter told reporters in 2009, right after Pamela's disappearance. Now, these are the details surrounding the disappearance of Pamela McDonald, per the investigators who have been investigating her disappearance. She disappeared from Midland County, Texas on April 2, 2009. Her silver Lincoln Town Car was found in a rest area parking lot at mile marker 70 on I-20 near Monahans, Texas. Her town car, which had a large tiger sticker on the back window and her license plate read LCN864, was locked and there were no keys inside the vehicle or near the vehicle or around the outside area where the car was found, authorities during one of their searches. The vehicle also didn't appear to have had any visible car damage or mechanical issues, the late Detective Painter said at the time. Quote, it just looks like whoever stepped out of the car vanished, end quote. As stated before, Pamela's vehicle was found at a roadside park, but they still hadn't been able to locate the owner of the abandoned car. At the time, the car was found at approximately 6:15 p.m. on I-20 near mile marker 70 in the westbound lane. After finding and identifying the abandoned vehicle, Pamela's missing persons case was reclassified as a homicide with suspicious circumstances by then Sheriff Gary Painter. Painter also said, quote, we fear the worst. It just looked like whoever stepped out of that vehicle vanished, end quote. Pamela's husband, Charles McDonald, insists that his wife repeatedly made the comments shortly after midnight on April 2nd that she was going for one last ride in her car before it was going to be repossessed. Pamela, who was a stay-at-home mother to her three children, reportedly enjoyed going on late-night drives after she would put her children to bed, but her oldest daughter told investigators it was out of character for her mom not to come home. There has been no activity on her cell phone or bank account since Pamela went missing so long ago. Her family is adamant that Pamela was not on any prescriptions or medications that might have caused her to disappear or even want to disappear. Pamela McDonald's case went cold until January of 2012 when skeletal remains were found in a remote area of Upton County, not far from the Midland, Texas county line. The Upton County Sheriff's Office was given a tip to go to an oil field location north of Rankin, Texas, where human remains were discovered. With the use of forensic anthropology, the remains were finally positively identified as the remains of Pamela June McDonald. After waiting for three excruciating years, Pamela was finally reunited with her family, though spiritually, and finally laid to rest peacefully where her family could see her as often as they wanted. The following information was put out by the Cold Case Task Force during a press conference in 2013, a year after the skeletal remains were found in Rankin, Texas, because they didn't know who the skeletal remains belonged to. So the task force put out this press conference and said, quote, the Midland County Sheriff's Office and the Texas Rangers are asking for your assistance with an investigation into the discovery of human remains. In January of 2012, the unidentified remains were discovered near an oil field located in Midland County, approximately 10 miles south of I-20, near FM 1213. The remains were determined to be female, most likely being white or Hispanic, 14 to 21 years old at the time of death, and was 59 to 67 inches tall. A DNA profile was developed and has been compared to several local missing persons, as well as entered into the national database. Homicide is suspected. If anyone has any information about this crime, please call Crime Stoppers. You could earn up to a $2,500 cash reward if it leads to an arrest or a solved case. You will remain anonymous because no caller ID is ever used. The investigators were finally able to ID the human skeletal remains that were found as Pamela McDonald's, even though it wasn't the outcome that her family wanted. The Midland County Sheriff's Department and the Texas Rangers continued their investigation into Pamela McDonald's disappearance and subsequent murder for Pamela's children and family. Pamela's husband, Charles McDonald, is the one and only suspect in the investigation into what really happened to Pamela McDonald that fateful April day in 2009. However, no arrests have been made. That leads to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for this crime. Texas Crime Stoppers is offering a cash reward of up to $3,000 to any person who provides information. To be eligible for the cash reward, tipsters must call the Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-252-TIPS or 1-800-252-8477. All tips will remain anonymous, and to ensure anonymity, tipsters are being provided with a tip number instead of having to use their name. You can also submit a tip online through the Texas Rangers Cold Case website at www.dps.texas.gov/cold-case/home/view-cases or by phone at 1-800-346-3243. And finally, you can contact one of the investigators who are still working the Pamela McDonald case, Texas Ranger Jeff Strain, and or Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Oscar Villarreal at 1-800-346-3244. Or you can call the Midland County Sheriff's Office at 432-688-4600. And if you want to go look up some of the cases that will be featured in this cold case series, you can find the information on the same website provided to you before, which I'll say it again is www.dps.texas.gov/cold-case/home/view-cases. That's all I have for you guys today for episode 1 of the Cold Case Investigations of the Texas Rangers. I'm your host, TT Jimenez, signing off. Until next time, guys, peace out.